Married at First Sight. Chapter 4227. Health is the most important thing. Everything else comes second. With the York family's wealth and influence, even if my nephew is just average, they won't have to worry about lacking a successor. Privately, though, Elisa still hoped her nephew would become the next head of the York family. Now that the Stone and York families were related by marriage, her nephew was not only her relative but also Serenity's cousin. He would likely inherit the Stone family's legacy. If the York family's successor wasn't her nephew, would that strain the newly improved relationship between the two families? After all, the next head of the York family wouldn't be directly connected to the Stone family anymore. Elisa kept those thoughts to herself, not wanting to pressure Serenity. Besides, from her nephew's perspective, good health mattered more than anything else. Elisa, you're busy. I won't keep you. You and Remy have been working so hard lately. Elisa had been swamped, and Remy, feeling sorry for her, did everything he could to help. He was more capable than Elisa in some areas, and at times, she would let him handle her workload. Over time, he had learned everything about her business, making it easier to support her whenever needed. Serenity, stop with the formalities. We're not just cousins, we're best friends. You and Jasmine are my closest girlfriends. I may not have many great qualities, but I'm loyal. Being loyal could be both a strength and a weakness. Sometimes, people who were overly affectionate made mistakes because of it. Serenity chuckled. All right, no more formalities. I'll hang up now. She ended the call quickly, not wanting to take up more of Elisa's time. Feeling cheerful, Elisa reviewed and signed a contract with a business partner. Afterward, she smiled apologetically and said, I wanted to invite you for tea and dinner, but I just got a call from Serenity. My friend just had a baby, and I'd like to visit her in the hospital. Let's reschedule dinner. My secretary will see you out. The partners laughed. That's wonderful news. Go visit your friend. We'll treat you to dinner another day. This company had three female CEOs, all from influential families. They rarely hosted business dinners, not because they didn't want to, but because if they did, their husbands who were also powerful figures would insist on joining. That often made others feel pressured rather than relaxed. When they did attend social events, they never had to drink unless they wanted to. No one dared pressure them, especially with men like Mr. York watching. His cold stare alone could make anyone freeze. As for Miss Stone's fiancé, Remy, he might seem warm and gentle, but he was a formidable businessman. Elisa shook hands with her partners, personally seeing them out before returning to her desk. She tidied up, shut down her computer, grabbed her bag, and left. Just outside, her secretary approached. Miss Stone, where are you going? It's almost time for the meeting. Married at First Sight Chapter 4228. Chapter 4228. Elisa replied, let's push the meeting to tomorrow. I need to go to the hospital. Jasmine just had a baby, a boy, 6.32 pounds. Both mother and child are doing well. The secretary smiled. I'll give her a call to congratulate her. She had no intention of tagging along. Elisa was the boss, and unless she was invited, she'd visit Jasmine on her own time. Elisa headed out excitedly. A Maybach was parked outside. Remy, seeing her, rolled down the window and waved. Elisa walked over with a bright smile. Why didn't you come inside? Remy got out of the car. I just got here and saw you coming out, so I waited. Where are you headed? Jasmine had her baby. I'm going to the hospital to see her and the little one. You came at the perfect time, let's go together. But first, let's pick up some gifts. Remy immediately opened the car door for her. As he got in, he asked, wasn't Jasmine's due date still a month away? Why did she deliver early? It wasn't that Remy kept track of other women's pregnancies, but Elisa had mentioned it so often that he remembered. She went into labor early. Serenity happened to be at the hospital for a checkup and found out. Thankfully, both mother and baby are fine. The baby was placed in an incubator for observation but is doing well and is now with Jasmine. Elisa smiled. It's great news. I have to see them. As Remy drove, he mused, strange. Josh loves posting about his wife online. He shares their daily life constantly, but now that he's a dad, he hasn't posted anything. Elisa hadn't added Josh on social media. He was her friend's husband, after all. She only had his contact for business reasons. Maybe he's too busy to post, she guessed. What she didn't know was that Josh had been so overwhelmed during the birth that he fainted from nerves. Posting on social media was the last thing on his mind. His attention was solely on his wife. He had barely glanced at his newborn before rushing back to be with her.